This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Is it a big deal that CJ Stroud is limited at Texans OTAs with a shoulder injury? We found out over the weekend. That's the reason why CJ Stroud is not throwing during team drills. It's because he's got some kind of shoulder injury related to the pec, and it appears to be just a precaution. It's not something that the team feels is a big deal. They don't feel like this is something that's gonna hamper him or keep him out for any kind of significant period of time. Hell, he might even be throwing by the time we see them out there again at some point this week, Seth. Certainly by the time we get to a more serious part of the offseason. So I asked the question.
So, and just to sum it all up for everybody that did, because a lot of this came on Friday and Saturday. CJ Stroud was out there, was warming up throwing on Wednesday, and then didn't participate in 7-on-7 or team drills Friday. Didn't look like he threw at all. And people were starting to get a little bit nervous. And then Aaron Wilson came out with a report that initially said it was a tight pec. And then he revised it to say it was a tight tightness in the shoulder and a shoulder region. But then on Saturday, the footage emerged of CJ shooting three-pointers at DreamCon at University of Houston. So the only information we've really gotten about it is from Aaron Wilson and then CJ Stroud just by virtue of shooting threes. Looked like, all right, well, if it was a serious shoulder issue, I don't think he'd be out there at a charity event or at an event doing shooting three-pointers.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that part, and for you, I saw you mention this on social media, that, okay, that quelled a little bit of concern, calmed a little bit of the nerves, but it's still
a good word.
It's still something that they're doing here, like keeping him limited, not having him participate fully, and it does mean something. Now, is it a big deal or no big deal, I think is the question for some folks on our text line and the people that have interacted with us on social media. There are mixed feelings about this because there's the idea of, hey, your quarterback should be out there when you're learning a new offense, when you're putting together a new offensive line, you got a new offensive coordinator. And then, damn it, he's just a quarterback, you know. And I've made the point that it's not like these are super strenuous workouts that you're asking them to do. You're just kind of piecing things together here. But CJ Stroud's not out there for the totality of it. Is this a deal or no big deal to you?
To me, it's a deal, just in that ideally you have the practices for a reason. And a lot of the OTA stuff, I mean, the skill position players are the guys who benefit from it the most because they can go closest to full speed and be competitive. But the quarterbacks in a new offense, it's an advantage to get as big and early a jump on it as possible, to get everything grooved in, to get the reps and do all that. It's not the end of the world as long as it is just a minor shoulder issue. I was way more concerned about the fact that there might be a shoulder issue whatsoever, because then we don't know again, because both D'Amico and Nick Caley, when asked about it, refused to even talk about CJ specifically. You have no idea exactly what's going on with CJ Stroud. When they said, hey, all the players are on their own schedule and their own routines. Okay, typically if a quarterback is at OTAs and he's healthy, he's going to be throwing. There's no reason for him not to be, as you alluded to, because it's not risky for quarterbacks, especially with a brand new offensive coordinator. So yeah, my lizard brain started to really start to fear that, all right, well, this is different and he's not throwing. Clearly it's because of some kind of, most likely because of some kind of physical ailment, but they're not telling us anything about it. That's where I was most nervous about. The secondary one is, okay, well, all right, he has a shoulder injury. Now it just kind of sucks that he's not out there getting the reps, or shoulder tightness. It sucks that he's not out there getting the reps. Ideally, he would be, but it's not the end of the world. It's not like this is going to – there will always be setbacks along the way, and this is a pretty routine one as long as it's just a minor shoulder discomfort. I shouldn't say discomfort because of the Astros.
Stay away from the tightness. Discomfort. No, don't say nothing about discomfort or inflammation, Seth.
He's got grade 3 discomfort. Hey. Damn it.
Hey, if anything is discomforted or inflamed, I'm going to be super worried, just as an Astros residual.
Ma'am, I've got bad news. Your husband was hit by a bus going 70 miles per hour, and he's very, very uncomfortable. Yeah, that's it.
He's inflamed.
He's discomforted to the point where his heart is no longer beating, yes.
You mentioned Nick Caley and D'Amico Ryan's kind of, you know, poo-pooing this idea that something's wrong with C.J. Stroud, or at least minimizing it a little bit. This was Nick Caley on Friday when asked about C.J. Stroud not participating in the team drills.
Yeah, he's locked in every step of the way. No concerns whatsoever. I know D'Amico's already hit on this. Everybody's got a specific routine relative to their own routine, specific to whatever, you know, through whether it's football, whether it's athletic training, et cetera. And he's doing a great job, and he's out here, and he's working.
A routine specific to their own routine, specific to whatever, man. So, okay.
It's one of these things that, like, there's no reason. This is what bothers me. There's no reason to withhold information in a situation like this. People are going to speculate and assume the worst when, if it's something minor and you say, nope, nothing to see here. You cannot say nothing to see here without somebody wondering what there actually is to see there. And that part of it's frustrating and annoying, but like the answer could have been, and yes, it would have generated headlines and whatever, but it, just like you do with spring training pitchers, like, you know what, no, we're gonna he felt a little tightness, it's not an injury or anything, but we just want to be really careful at the onset, as it is in spring training with pitchers. You gotta be really careful when you're ramping things up that you don't overdo it and turn something that should be minor into something more exaggerated. That is what this feels like right now, is just, okay, you're not going to mess around. There is absolutely no reason, as much as I'd love him to be getting the reps, there's zero reason that he should push through any kind of tightness in his shoulders to get those reps. So I think they're handling it the right way if this is indeed just tightness. It's just frustrating that I had to think about it for 72 hours.
Yeah, man. I think you said it right in that, look, it's if something is wrong with him, and clearly something is, then by all means we want him to be managed properly. Like, the last thing we want is to force the issue or to overlook it or to minimize it and say, okay, well, you know, you'll be all right. Go ahead and go out there anyway. Like, I appreciate that if something is wrong with C.J. Stroud, they got the presence of mind and the sense enough to not have him going out there doing anything that he doesn't need to do, that he doesn't have to do. But at the same time, like, it's just a this is different.
Let me tell you, if my wife, let's say if I were on the verge of being fired again. And you know, my wife could tell something was wrong or something. And she said, hey, is everything all right at work? You seem kind of agitated when you come home. And I were like, well, you know, everybody has their own routines and everybody does specifically what they're supposed to do at work. And that's pretty much the story with that. Oh, she would suspect the worst. I assure you that.
Yeah.
If I didn't give her any specifics at all, if instead I didn't just say like, oh no, yeah, it just turns out that you know, Sean found out I've been stealing his Zevias or whatever those those stupid drinks he drinks are. Yeah.
I'm so glad that he just like Sean just said I could have them because I was stealing them for a little while and Sean's like, oh, it's okay. All right, it's all good. But this is the difference here. With the Astros, and I mentioned this in the last segment, was the Astros have a perception and a reality problem. With this, it feels like the Texans don't have as much of a reality problem because, newsflash, they're not going to play this Sunday. They're not going to play any games anytime soon. And whatever's wrong with CJ Stroud, they got time to fix it or for it to heal or whatever it is. It's not as much of a reality problem as much as them creating a perception problem by not just simply saying, you know what? Shoulder's a little sore. We're going to give it some time to heal. He'll be throwing in no time.
Well, because when they're not giving you any information at all, and in lieu of them saying that, then you start to wonder, did he have surgery in the offseason? Is this – what's going on? What is – since they're not telling me anything, like what else is going on here? And then with the Texans, where the perception and the reality – feel a lot like Kyle Tucker or Yordan Alvarez was last year with Christian Harris, where I think the most likely scenario with Christian Harris last year was that they did think it was just a strain at the beginning. And then as these things sometimes happen, it either had complications or just didn't get better on track with when they normally would. Because they did try to have him practice later in training camp, remember? He lasted like 1.5 periods. It was just I remember Christian Harris got helped assisted off the field very early in that practice. So it's just kind of a mystery as to what was going on with him. And I don't know if they knew what was going on with him. And yeah. And then just like with the Astros, you start to wonder like, all right, well, is this a one-off or whatever? It just you've got heightened awareness about some of the minor stuff when you've got recent history of a minor thing turning into a really big deal.
Yeah.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So since we're talking about perception, do you think that him being out there shooting threes at DreamCon, like, does that help or hurt the perception? Because I'll be honest, I think you can make an argument either way. And for you, I think it helped because it, again, quelled some concerns that maybe he's not as injured as him not being out there might indicate. But also the other side of the perception is, well, damn, dog, you're out there shooting them threes. Look like you might be all right. Like, well, like I don't know.
Oh, well, like, for you me, think there's some people that are saying, like, hey, if you're shooting threes, how come you're not throwing? I would say shooting a three is way – I don't think if he had a genuine injury that he would be out there shooting threes. But also shooting threes is just way less taxing than throwing a football. Shooting a three is a natural motion, you know, or throwing a football or a baseball is in some respects when you try to throw it with velocity. That's a much tougher motion.
Yeah.
So I don't look at it like, oh, wow, how come he couldn't be throwing if he was shooting threes? It didn't even occur to me to look at it that way.
Shooting a three is more elbow and wrist. I know that for a fact. Yeah. It's more elbow and wrist than shoulder, but I bring the point up just as a perception thing. I feel like if I were CJ Stroud or if I were in this position and I was the guy who was limited or not participating in team drills because of an injury or because I'm hurt or whatever the case may be, I feel like just in terms of perception, not reality, but in terms of perception, I might want to stay away from being on camera doing anything that might be considered or might conflict with the idea that I'm not out there or that I'm injured. To me, it's more, I'm with you. They are completely different, but I don't think that that helps with perception one way or another because it can be confusing. It can be a confusing message to watch.
I'd have to find out what his appearance fee was for that event because that might have had a little something to do with it too.
Yeah.
But you've got commitments, you don't want to let people down, whatever it might be. So CJ's handled just about everything correctly from a PR standpoint, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Have there been any really blips at all when it comes to CJ PR wise? I would go back to before the draft, and this is nothing big at all, but just before the draft, citing Deshaun Watson as one of his mentors or one of the guys. Like, that was one where I raised our eyebrows. He was just a kid coming out of college and, you know, all that.
They share an agent. Those guys, the Mulligetta guys, seem to be pretty connected. So I kind of even gave him a pass.
That was before he was a Texan. Yeah. That was before he was a Texan, too. I don't think you would have said that after he was a Texan.
Hey, honestly, Seth, I thought his worst PR moment was something that was not his fault at all. And was kind of unfairly held against him, even though I understood where people were coming from. His worst PR moment, at least since he's been a Texan, was the way he cried when Tank Dell got injured, which I did not criticize him for, certainly not publicly. Even if I thought it in my head, I didn't think it was in good taste to be like, hey, man.
Here's what I didn't say out loud.
Hey, I wouldn't say that. Look, I don't think you got to say everything you think. And look, maybe I was thinking, hey, CJ, y'all don't think you need to be crying like that. But also, I ain't in this position. Tank Dell ain't my boy the way he's CJ's boy. I was a little bit more sensitive to that, but I felt like that was his biggest PR nightmare because that was the moment where I saw people calling him soft and saying that that's not what a leader looks like and all that kind of stuff, which did surprise me a little bit.
That whole part of it, as far as people maybe either criticizing him or raising an eyebrow or whatever it might be, that's probably the most notable thing. I don't think he's said anything that I can remember of. I'm sure the text line will remind us if there was. There might be people that disagree with, you know, when he said things about prison reform or something like that, but the way he even framed when he talks about prison reform or anything, he always does it in a way that, honestly, I feel like he's accepting and understanding that some people, when they first hear it, might have a knee-jerk reaction, and he tries to frame it in such a way. Like, he shows a lot of emotional intelligence in the way he brings it up, where he's trying to talk to people about it and not make it a contentious thing or anything. So I can't remember anything he said or just done off the field that would hint at any kind of, like, obviously future trouble with him or anything.
Well, I think once the Texans offense and even CJ to a degree when they struggled a little bit last year, I do think people did a little bit of revisionist history with the podcast circuit from last
offseason. Oh, that's right.
That's probably the big thing. He did too much talking and too much running around after his offensive rookie of the year season. People said.
When he put himself in the power rankings for the quarterbacks, that was one where personally I didn't feel like it was a big deal. Like, but I also, if I were going to big bro him, my advice consistently is never ask a power ranking question on the spur of the moment, because it's those things go viral like crazy. The vast majority of time, athletes are answering them basically off the top of their head. CJ looked like he might have had it already in his head. But those are kind of the things that, man, at the end of the day, it's not controversial or anything, but it's also buzz that doesn't need to be buzzed about. And you just, like, as he gets older, you just start to live and learn what, you know, what's worth saying and what's not worth saying.
Oh, the 832 mentions the second game of the season last year after he big broed Caleb Williams. I didn't think anything of that. That turned out to be much more of a story than I was anticipating, maybe because of Caleb Williams' reaction or facial expressions when it was happening. But I know he took some heat for that. I thought that was pretty surprising.
That was a lot of heat around the nation, not as much in Houston. It looked a lot worse with each ensuing week as the Texans' offense and CJ's stats weren't looking all that great.
Yeah.
But the big thing about that, the big thing about that I wondered about was the way he framed it. He said, he started off with, "Don't worry about all those mistakes you made." Like,
did say that. Oh, and also stop taking all them hits.
You
coming from the dude that's taken almost as many hits as him. Like, those two ended up being, if I'm not mistaken, the most
number one and two, yeah,
the most hit quarterbacks.
The most sack. Caleb Williams led the league, and CJ. Now CJ, to his credit, I guess, wasn't as responsible for his sacks as Caleb was. Like, CJ's were just hard earned, "I'm a victim here" types of sacks, whereas Caleb extended plays and held onto the ball too long. But yeah, that didn't age nearly as well as I hoped it would have.
Yeah, we got a few people mentioning the Amber Rose moment. Like, that he just gave.
Oh, that was, yeah, that
he just gave a woman a ride to a hotel. We definitely made way too much out of that.
Just like Eddie Murphy back in the day when he was just given the ride. Or Hugh, what's his name there? Hugh Grant.
Yeah, why not?
Just giving somebody a ride, what? I'm just trying to be a nice guy.
Come on now. All right, so we've done a lot.
That one freaked me out a little bit just because we've got a history now in Houston with some of the, Jalen Green's with a woman who's much, much older than him, which can be really, really good in a lot of respects, but always, you know, I don't know. Like, is Ashton Kutcher, is it going to last with Demi Moore? I worry about their futures when there's that big of an age gap.
Yeah, and I guess Jalen Green, he had a decent regular season, but the way things ended, people might argue, hey, you know, like, this isn't exactly the best reflection or whatever. Like, you know, people make a little bit more of it than they should, but it's definitely one of those things, especially when you're talking about a much, much, much older significant other. All right, so we've talked a lot about this C.J. Stroud injury, but not as much about what we're actually seeing from Texans OTAs. The rookies are getting a lot of attention, specifically the wide receivers from Iowa State. So I asked the question, what are your expectations of the Texans rookies going into this season? We'll do that next on Payne and Pendergast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.